5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about you, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today, that's Tuesday the 8th. Listen to that tune there. Unbelievable. It is 8:15 in the fucking morning. Do you believe that shit? What am I doing? Being productive, that's what I'm doing. Sometimes, and it's only happened to me at the age of fucking 29, you think about the things you have to complete the next day and you go, I'm gonna have to hit it early. And there's hundreds of millions of people around the world who decide to themselves, listen, gonna be busy tomorrow, probably should start earlier. And it's taken me to this age to go, oh, right, so you don't actually work, you know, to 4 o'clock in the morning. What, you go to bed and then you get up early? Oh, amazing. Well done, Colin, you silly twat. And it's only fucking, it's going on 8:30. You know, there's people who have been in work for fucking hours already. My dad's favourite saying in the world,
had a fucking day's work done before you could hit your fucking scratcher.
Sounds like an 80-year-old man with no teeth, but whatever. Tuesday the 8th, let's go, let's plug some fucking dates. Tonight is the return of Live at the Sunflower. They decided that certain people, hashtag the big man, delivered, which I'm going to quote the email, a perfect set.
Oh my god, suck my dick world.
How about that? You know, all you yappy bitch comedians out there.
How come all anyone wants to listen to is these 20-something comedians talk about their dick?
Because it's fucking hilarious. Now chew my balls. Return of the Sunflower Fest. It's a Christmas themed one. So the message was, do some Christmas material. Great. Can't wait to deliver a bunch of lies tonight. What happened to you as a kid at a Christmas call? Very little. You watch your parents get drunk and fall asleep at 3. You go out on a bike or something. You know, what other stupid shit do you do at Christmas? I don't know, I remember dangling a fucking handkerchief thing above a candle on the dinner table. It went on fire and it burned the place down. Just a bit of Christmas banter. The 10th of this Thursday, the 10th of fucking October. What am I saying? This Thursday, the 10th of December, is our gig at Contained, Belfast's coolest fucking Christmas pop-up venue at Donegal Quay. It's facing Corporation Street, fucking Dole Office. It's where the old Sea Cat terminal used to be. I believe, is that the Sea Cat that everyone talks about when they go, like, rake their cars about? In there. It's behind the big Royal Mail building. It's down to the left of the Oval Tower. What more fucking directions do you need? You can see it if you were to walk across the bridge and along towards the Odyssey. You can see the fucking thing. get yourselves to that. They're the gigs you want to go to, the one-off sort of freaky gigs where they won't happen again. It's in a strange sort of environment. It's going to be exciting. It sells weird beer. It's got a pizza fucking van outside. Legit. Legit as fuck. It's a tenor. It's me, Mickey Bartlett, Dave Elliott, Kieran Bartlett, Aaron McCann, Rory Woods. Huh? Then the next day, I don't know if I need to plug this, but I'll tell you about it anyway. The big man's going to Lorne. Oh yeah. Fucking Lorne. We're going to Lorne. We were booked for a gig. We're going to Lorne. That's, I know. From what I read on the event, the table reserves are sold out. So I don't know what that means, you know. And then, of course, 16th of fucking December, the Lavery's Comedy Club Christmas do. And by that I mean it's every comedian that you could have fucking thought of is on. Got an email from Lavery's yesterday. Just one of the people in our office happened to notice that there was no women on the bill. Great. Does Sherlock Holmes work in your fucking office? I tell you why there's no women. Because there's no fucking women. Alright? And they're like, no problem. Just so that Lavery's doesn't look like they're sexist. Listen. Sexist would be given, you know, a female comedian a fucking gig just because she's a female. I've went through this over and over again. There aren't as many girl comedians as there are men comedians. You're probably talking, the ratio is probably like fucking 50 to 1 there. Did you hear my fucking brain crank over there as I was trying to do the maths on that one? Honestly, like, that's the ratio, right? And the percentage of comedians that are actually funny is probably about 5%. So look at 5% of the fraction of fucking women that do comedy. There's only going to be a couple of funny ones. Truth be told. You know, there are a lot of fucking open micers who maybe have a bit of... Here's what I find with comedy, and it goes for anybody. The first while you do it, you're literally just throwing shit at the wall. You're just winging it. You know, you're going, here's a funny song, and then here's a funny story, and then here's a joke that I think's funny, and then here's a couple of one-liners, and then here's a poem, and then here's a list of things I found on the internet, and then here's me, reading out song lyrics, telling you they're funny. You know what I mean? You're all over the fucking place. It takes a while for people to get their what they call their voice. You know? And so many people aren't at that point yet. I don't know any fucking women in this country that just do straight fucking material. Just do material. You know? You don't need to play a fucking ukulele and have a cry. Unbelievable. Anyway, so Lavery's Comedy Club, it's all dudes, but it's all funny dudes, okay? If you know any fucking women that are hilarious that do stand-up, you know, get them in the game, let them gig around, get some fucking stories under their belt, and then let them come to Lavery's. Okay? Lavery's Comedy Club, 16th of December, and one more for the Derry folks. I'll be playing fucking Mason's Comedy Club on the 17th. The lineup is me, Michael Bartlett, and Kieran Bartlett, and I believe another person who I can't quite remember because I don't have the poster at hand. What about that lineup? What about Kieran Bartlett getting 130,000 hits on his clip from Late License? You know, about how to write an Irish song. Which, to be honest, you know, whenever I was talking about the banter had in Irish pubs at closing time, my bit now sounds like his bit, which means I might have to bin it. What came first, the chicken or the egg? I don't know, but his egg got more fucking hits, alright? So, I may have to abandon that. However, let's take into consideration that no one watches fucking Late License, so We can all move on. They watched that clip, though. I don't know what I'm talking about. Let's move on. Cheers to everyone who's been listening to the podcast. We broke 200,000 downloads the other week. What does that mean on the scale of things? Absolutely fuck all. But cheers. Cheers for listening. It's about time I fucking put some work into this podcast. Maybe had some sections. Maybe had some jingles. Maybe edited some stuff. Huh? Probably not gonna happen though, is it? Because I'm a lazy shit. Let's talk about some stuff that happened. Let's talk about Lavery's last week, like I normally do, and it's so boring. Foil Arms and Hog came up. We had all sorts of names for them. I've heard people call them Foil Arms and Legs, with no irony whatsoever. I've heard people call them, which I thought initially it was, the name was Foil Arms and Hog, like it was two people. Here, Foil Arms, you cunt! Where's Hog? Two separate people. Anyway, they come up, lovely fellas. Some of those people that I talk to, it happens a lot in life, where I talk to people where I feel like I'm not a good enough person to talk to them. It happens sometimes. I talk to girlfriend Maureen's sister's boyfriend, you know, the lovely Eunan, and he's so nice that I'm like, you shouldn't have to talk. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if we were children, his parents wouldn't let him hang around with me. And I've carried that into my adulthood where I'm like, do you know what, mate? You don't have to talk to me or anything. It's all right. I'm going to say something very inappropriate. Not even like as like, a, you know, think I'm a badass. Like, I'm going to say dirty. I just have a disease. Anyway, forearms and legs are like that. Super nice. You know, they turn up. They're like, do you have a DI box there for the fucking the thing? And I had to go and get them some equipment. They set up. Paddy McDonald was there. He's back from England. Very funny. Once again, Lavery's quite quiet. I'm quite quiet for Lavery's. I mean, there was about 60 people. But still quite quiet. You know, it's coming up to Christmas. All students have no money. It's just one of those things. Unless you're all saving up for the comedian's Christmas due on the 16th. All right, okay. I get you. I get it. But Foil Arms and Hog were fucking unbelievable. And if you were thinking of going and didn't go, fuck you, because you missed a great night. They're a phenomenal act. Absolutely hilarious. I've never seen people laugh so hard. Pissing themselves. Unbelievable. And then the next day, by the way, that week, I don't know what the fuck was going on. I was literally, and I think I'm still recovering from it. Because we've been essentially living out of a bag for the last fucking about 3 weeks. I told you about the war on mices, you know, where like there's fucking mice in this old country house that we live in. Normal enough. You know, I told you before, you start to feel paranoid, you take it personally, you go, are we dirty? Are we dirty people? No, you just have a warm house and it's freezing outside and a fucking mouse get in the time you went to the tumble dryer and left the fucking door open. You know, like a dickhead. So, we had mice, and of course with mice you're like, is there 700,000 mice? Because they seem to have shat everywhere. Turns out, we hope that there was only two, because I fucking smashed one with the trap. In fact, it only got up by the arm, so talk about a slow, painful fucking death. They were like, this one's more humane, this wee plastic trap. Really? It dragged the fucking thing about for about a day, probably, before it eventually fucking just died out of boredom. You know? What do you want's the metal one that just fucking takes its head off. Dead immediately. But at that point it was so fucked off that I was like, do you know what? I'm going to get one of them sticky things, and if it lands in the sticky pad, I'm just going to fucking stamp on its head. Animal rights, that shit. So that was one, and then I found a dead one, which had obviously eaten the fucking poison straight through the box. And then I had two of them, and then we got the wee fucking machine that goes, and it sounds bad for the mice and they can't sleep. So I essentially think we also foamed up, you know, like that squirty foam, expandy foam. all the cracks around the sinks and shit. So, seemingly they're away, you know, but what happened was, because Maureen was creeped out so much, we ended up staying at her parents for a while, living out of a bag. We go to move back in, the fucking boiler's broke. It had to take a minute to get the boiler fixed. So eventually we moved fucking back in. But see that last while, it was like unbelievable. It was just like, go to a gig, stay up to 4, get up somewhere, film in the morning, try and do jiu-jitsu with one eye open. Knackered, just flat out knackered. Back up, oh, someone's drinking, we're up to 3 in the morning, great, what are we doing the next day? Nightmare. Let's go to Derry, let's go here, let's come back. Oma, amazing, I'm knackered. Unbelievable, just flat out. Just knackered and flat out. Where was I going with this story? Can't even fucking... What was it talking about? Huh? Oh yeah. Just generally being knackered. So here's what... We did Lavery's. I was on my arse. I was literally... I think I was so tired. I actually felt like... ill. You know what I mean? We finished fucking Lavery's. We were staying in... girlfriend Maureen's sister's house, which we always do when we go to Belfast. You know, I feel like, you know, she stayed with us when we had a flat, and we were like, hey, you probably let us stay in your flat, and we've completely overdone it now, you know what I mean? She maybe stayed in our flat twice. And we were like, what's up? We're going to be in here twice a week till you move out, essentially, okay, guys? So we went, did Lavery's. I was like, literally like, am I dying? Am I having a fucking stroke here? By the time I went to bed, I was just like, just absolutely dying. I had to get up at fucking about 7 in the morning to go to Boojum the next day to refilm a podcast with Shane Todd and Aaron Butler that I fucked up the first time. So it was good times, you know. Good times, guys. Filmed the podcast, it'll be up shortly. There'll be a teaser for it. I'm trying to figure out how to crush the video because it's currently about fucking 5 gigs. But it's good stuff. You know, I edited another fucking video that took a lifetime. Now that we've got this half a partnership going with Boojum. And this new video is the Bro Bros hipster fucking breakdown of the new Boojum. Which is very funny. Which was supposed to be 4 videos. And now it's worked its way into one sort of supercut. Look forward to that, guys. It's good content. You know, you make some funny videos for Boojum. You know, it's essentially to, you know, promote their shop. You know, you might go to yourself. But are you not being a fucking sellout or something? And I tell you what. Not really, because they also let us do things like the video podcast, and they sponsor it, you know? So you do a little job for them, and then they sort of back you up by facilitating a video podcast. Excitement. I think you'll be excited when you see the trailer. It's good stuff. Let me tell you what happened on Friday, guys, okay? We went to fucking... I was booked to do a corporate gig, okay? Which a lot of comedians sort of think to themselves, you know, this isn't going to be great. You know, but a lot of people do them basically to get a shitload of money in one fucking go. Most of them are horrible. I've done a few of them before with all the best intentions, and you get there and you're like, what the fuck? You know the time I got booked for the Tenants gig at the Dirty Onion? Thank you very much for the Tenants for booking me, etc. However, the last thing that night needed was a fucking stand-up comedian. It was a nightmare. It was a fucking nightmare. I went up in front of a crowd who basically, first of all, didn't even know there was going to be a comedian. And weren't even aware that it was happening while it was happening. So it was a fucking nightmare. And the problem is, the reason that doesn't sit well with me is that you know, most people will go, do you know what? It's their fault. They fucked it up. Take the money and run. Whereas I'm more like, you know, you are paying a substantial amount of money. I want to do as well as I can because you've booked me. But also because there might be a lot of people in that room who've never seen me do stand-up. And the only time they see me is during this fucking ridiculous gig. And they go, I seen him at the... Seen him at the worst fucking setup he could have ever possibly fucking performed at. And do you know what? He wasn't that good. You know, he really lost the 800 fucking people that were there eating free burgers and drinking free beer. He lost them. He lost them, so he did. You know, Pete Snodden come up after it. Good stuff, man. And I was like, get the fuck out of it. Why don't you come to Laverick's? Snodden, yeah? Gets a plug on the radio, bro. I really admire what you guys are doing. AKA, you guys are fucking retarded still doing stand-up in this country. No one's listening. Tim McGarry's cleaning up. I decided to do this one because it was in Derry and it was in St. Columb's Hall, which is where I did the fucking Oktoberfest last time. And I was thinking, do you know what? If I'm going to do stand-up at Oktoberfest when everyone's absolutely drowned, then I can do it anywhere. I can do it in the same venue for a fucking work do to talk for half an hour. I remember early in, like a good few years ago, me and Mickey did stand-up at, some other place in Derry for a call centre, and it was a fucking nightmare. Once again, you know, it was supposed to be, we're gonna go up before the band go up, they start playing immediately, and we're like, all right, and they're like, yeah, they're just gonna play for an hour, and then you can go on. And I was like, oh, this is the worst setup that ever happened. Sure enough, everyone's up dancing, then the music stops, then we're brought on. It was a fucking nightmare. Anyway, absolute nightmare. So we go up to Derry Friday night. Me and Woodsy got the bus. Huh? Like two fucking hallions. He's sitting to like a seat sort of beside but a bit behind me, and I was like talking to him the whole time with my neck twisted around. Next day I had a fucking sore neck. But we got to the gig. Rookie mistake. You know, if anyone's out there becoming a comedian and they get booked for a gig like this, just ask them. Just be like, guys, just out of curiosity, what's the dress code? Because what's going to happen is, you know, you're going to turn up dressed like you're in fucking So Solid Crew. And, you know, your wee lesbian mate, Woodsy, he's going to turn up dressed like the girl from fucking The Bake Off. And everyone's going to be wearing black ties and fucking ball gowns. And you're going to be like, is this what people are wearing? And they're like, yep. And, well, anyway, we met two of the people who sort of were from the company. And I'm going to say that, you know, this might sound snobby, but the company are obviously quite a decent company, you know, which employ fairly intelligent people. So what happened was the crowd were lovely. You know, they weren't a bunch of fucking animals. They were reserved, they were dressed well, they were having their dinner. They weren't even having their dinner, they were having some drinks because the dinner was coming after the set. And I was thinking, like, you know, because we turned up at 7:30 and they weren't doing anything yet. And I was like, have they ate yet? And there's still people piling in. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to get... Because basically we had to go to OMA after because Roy Woods had another gig. So we're sitting there. This thing was ticking over. I was like, oh, Jesus, no one's even had their fucking dinner yet. I said to the guy, he goes, what time do you want to go on? I said, we were told 8:15, so if we would really, really love to get on before 8:15, because Woodsy was going to do about 10 or 15, and I was going to do 30. So I was like, right, just if we could make that happen at 8:15. And he's like, no bother, go out the back there. We're at the back not the VIP, just backstage. VIP, it's a fucking old as fuck theatre with a dressing room that you could see your fucking breath in. So we go out, the guy's like, I'll come out at 8:12 and fucking get you, and I'll introduce you. And we're like, sure enough, he arrives, we wait out the side of the stage. The guy had taken a wee fucking blurb thing off the wee bio off the internet for Woodsy. He's the man from fucking Strabane, bloody blah. This wee intro, ladies and gentlemen, Woody Woods. He goes on, lovely applause. I was like, this is unbelievable. For a corporate gig, this is goddamn unbelievable. Sure enough, it's not 100% ideal. There's a dance floor gap between the fucking tables. It's fine. It's fine. They're reserved. They're listening. They're having a wee drink. They're waiting on their dinner. Woodsy goes on, starts talking. This is on my fucking Snapchat for a minute, but he, which is Colin Geddes, it's just Colin Geddes, follow me. All you hear is beep, beep, beep during his set, and, you know, he was sort of about to ignore it, and then all you hear is beep, beep. This alarm starts going off, and he's like, oh, Jesus, fuck, hey, what the fuck? And everyone laughs a bit, and it cuts, you know, eventually someone gets the code, bup, 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 goes off. He goes to talk again, it goes off again, and it just keeps going off. And he literally was about to finish, and he goes, he's getting to the end of the joke, goes off again. I think he then started another joke, just to see if he could get through it without the fucking thing going off. And in the end, it went off about 8 times, and every time it went off, he was like, he was being fucking, he was being cheered, basically. He was like, it wasn't awful. You'd rather have a quiet gig. Not a quiet gig, just a nice gig where their alarm went off than a fucking rowdy gig where no one's listening to you. Great fun. Great fun was had. I went on. Had a lovely time. Told him I'd be off by 9. And I do that now. You know, it used to be early in the career. They would say 20 minutes and you're like, don't you fucking worry about it. I'll give you 50. Don't do that anymore. If you want half an hour, I'll give you fucking half an hour. See you later. Seemed to enjoy it. Did some dirty jokes. Managed to talk my way out of them. You know? Just like, listen guys, I know your dinner's coming, but here's some fucking joke about jizz. And they did a big cheer when I left. A couple of laughs and claps. And I was like, yeah, there you go. Job done. Seemed reasonable. So cheers to, what was it, Learning Pool in Derry for having us down. Had a great time. Got a free fucking beer. Good times. And then off to Oma, where I was meeting Maureen, and basically I went in the door, said hello to everyone. They kicked off the second half of their gig. I stole about 15 of Connor Key's granny's homemade sausage rolls, and I bounced without even saying goodbye. Like a fucking thief. Like a thief in the night. You know, like the Grinch. See, how's it going, guys? Merry Christmas. Tell her granny I said thanks for the fucking sausage rolls, bitch. Peace. Unbelievable. It's mainly the only reason I go down there. And I've told you this before, but like, Connor Key's granny. I want to say granny. I think it's his granny. But, these sausage rolls, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, oh my. You think, like, you had a fucking Greg sausage roll or an Asher sausage roll, which Asher's used to have fucking unbelievable sausage rolls. I think have let themselves go a bit. But you go down here, his granny has made homemade ones and they're fucking outrageous. You know, like a big eggy glaze on them and everything, so they're like crusty, like a pie crust. Jesus Christ. Unbelievable. And I was like, how's it going, guys? And they're like, right, we'll have to start the second half. No bother, jump on stage. And, you know, next minute I'm left alone in a room with a plate full of fucking sausage rolls. Killing it. Alright, talk about something else, Colin. This is boring as shit. Some news for the fat bitches. Five Guys has opened in Belfast. And everyone is absolutely just pritsticking their necks over this. They're like, oh my god, I had one of these in America and it was amazing. Listen, mate, I've had a fucking burger, alright? Who gives a flying fuck? What is it? Like, what makes it so good? I don't know. I've had tasty burgers everywhere. Don't worry about it. I've had some very, very good burgers. And, you know, it's one of those places, I'll probably try it out once the fucking hype dies down a bit. Because people love a new thing opening and they fucking dive on it. and it's packed, and just eating in it is not a great experience. But I'll try it at some stage. However, how fucking ever, I seen the menu go up online, and I was like, who do these cunts think they are? You know, here's the truth, right? If you have a fast food place, it's got to be fast food prices. But because it's in Victoria Square and it's a novelty, these dickheads, like, the price was like fucking, do you want a cheeseburger? No worries, $6.50. Do you want a fucking bacon and cheeseburger? No worries, £8. It's like, £8? What the fuck are you talking about? For a fucking, just like, bang, fake bit of fake cheese, bit of lettuce, bop. That's not an £8 burger. I've had £8, what would you call that fucking place? Meat and a Bap. Last time I was in there, I don't know how much their fucking burger was, but it was like the beef burger, smoked cheese, two bits of smoked bacon, battered fucking pineapple, and what else was on it? I can't remember, but it was fucking unbelievable. And you're like, that's an £8 burger. That's an £8 gourmet fucking burger. It's probably not even £8, it's probably about $6.50. It's like, that is fucking delish. And you're just going to go into this fucking place because it's like, oh, it's Five Guys. £8 for a burger? Are the chips, here, are the chips free, mate? One of Five Guys? Nah, bro, you have to buy the chips separately. Oh, right, so it's not like a fast food place where you get like a meal deal. One of Five Guys? Nah, mate, you buy the burger. And it's fucking, and by the way, they go up in ridiculous prices. It's like, can I have a hamburger? That's $6.50. Oh, is there cheese on it? Nah, mate. Do you want a cheeseburger? I'll have a cheeseburger. That's $7.50. Oh, right, so the cheese is, well, I didn't think you. What about, can I get like a bacon cheeseburger? Aye, £9. What the fuck's going on here? You went from, it's just jumping up. Is there salad or not? Nah, you get the salad separate. Can I get lettuce, tomato, you know, mayo, you know, bacon, cheese? No, no worries, mate. £16 and there's chips and a drink. What? Nah. All right, how much are the chips? What size do you want? What sizes are there? Small, medium, large? Much as a small? £4.50. Huh? What's a large? £6, mate. Do you want £6 for a chip? £8 for a burger? You're sitting at about 14. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna get thirsty eating this delicious burger. Can I get a drink? What do you want? A milkshake? Yeah, can I get a milkshake? How much are the milkshakes? Aye, £14, mate. Listen, one of Five Guys. I feel like you're pulling my dick a bit here, bro. Aye, I know. What are you gonna do about it? It's either this or fucking Wagamamas. Do you wanna go around to Wagamamas for a fucking bowl of salty water with fucking. Bowl of salty water with a fucking ramen noodles in it, aka a pot noodle. How much is it? £14. It's mainly water though. Aye, but it's tasty water, isn't it? I know. Also, it says Wagamama. I don't know what the fuck that means. But... Nightmare. It's a burger. You know what I mean? And then we're in the fucking WhatsApp comedy group. Shane Todd and fucking Dave Elliott, Aaron McCann, Woodsy. These cunts live. Well, Woodsy's a bit of a foodie. You know, he appreciates the finer things in life. You know, he's always going on about celeriac foams and, you know, fucking potato fondants. And, you know, he never shuts up about that shit. He's like, here, do you want some salmon mousse? He's never done talking about that shit, you know.
How have you tasted the...
Here, lad, had the fucking... Go and try the masaka from fucking...
from fucking French Village.
But these other fucking idiots, you know, they're... Five Guys is going to be their new Nando's. Guys, cheeky Nando's. Nah, mate, I'd rather just buy a fucking packet of chicken nuggets and throw the other £15 down the fucking toilet. Don't start me. Don't start me on Nando's. And fuck. Oh, Jesus Christ. How thick are people, like... Do you want to come in, right, be given a table, Before your arse hits the seat, they're like, have you eaten here before? No. Get up. You go up there and order it yourself. Oh, cool. Order it yourself. Do you want a drink, mate? Yeah, can I have a Coke? Nah, you can have a cup. You can go get your own fucking Coke. Alright? I'm gonna add this up here. Beep, 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 beep. You got a chicken fucking pita bread thing and some frozen fucking McCain's oven chips. Do you want peri peri salt on it? Sure, how much is it? It's about $3.50. We basically crushed up a pile of bikers. Biker crisps and we sprinkled it on the fucking side here. There's your cup. Go and fill it up yourself. Sit down and we'll bring this fucking shit out to you. In about 45 minutes. No worries. Much as that. It's $29.99. Cheers. Unbelievable. People are thick. Is peri peri sauce nice? It's alright. It's okay. I made hot sauce once. It was beautiful. It tasted better than that shit. I don't know. You're having a fat man give off about food today. Giving off about fucking food. Speaking of weird food. Did we move on here? What have I talked about? It's a load of shit. Everything. Speaking of weird food, one of the pleasures of living in the country is, you know, you get to go to lovely walks. We went on a walk yesterday down to a place near our house, trying to be vague, where there's a big river flying through it, and we were like, let's go down and see where the river is, because it had rained like a bastard. Do you remember? It rained like a bastard. And we go down, and what was a bridge over some water, some troubled water, where there was a drop of about 6 feet between the bottom of the bridge and the actual river. We go back just to see what the river was like. We're walking through this shitty forest, which was a mess. Trees blown over and everything. It was great crack. We get down there. The water is up over the fucking bridge. It was exciting to see. It's on my Instagram, guys, if you want to go on it. Plug my Instagram and my Snapchat today. Oh yeah, network. But the other day we went to a place called The Argory, right? Which, where is it? Like fucking, I don't know. You're in the dick hole of Tyrone anyway. There was some sort of fair on. And you want to see this shit. It was like something out of fucking Father Ted. You know that episode where they go to the fair? Jesus Christ. It was just... First of all, full of people. The dumb thing must be you bring your expensive breed of dog. Because all these fucking dogs are like going at each other. It seems to be like... You can almost do business. You know what I mean? There's a guy sitting there with two Sharpays. Is that what you call them? With a big fucking ball bag face. And he's just sitting on a bench. And it was just people coming up to him. And I know it was people coming up going, what sort of dog's that? That's a Sharpay. Is it I thought a Sharpay was a fucking marker. Nah, not at all. It's a dog. And then, you know, basically, you know, he's like, aye, well, this one's about to squirt out some pups if you want to buy them. 200's cheap for a fucking, it's probably $2,000. Anyway, just mad, you know what I mean? Like, you can go up and touch a horse, you can walk behind a fence where they have a little fire, and you can toast a marshmallow for like a pound, or something boring. You know, there's a burger stand, you can get yourself a crepe. Is that a crepe? Says it aye. What the fuck's a crepe? Tell you what, Gene, it's a thin French pancake. And you put onions and cheese in it? You do not put onions and cheese near the fucking crepe. You do? It doesn't make sense now, Gene, but wait till you taste it. What do you want in it? Ham and cheese? No bother. What do you want? Spinach? Spinach and ricotta? No, they wouldn't go that crazy. But it was just mad and just all this just shite on for sale. Just crafts are weird, aren't they? Sometimes you see things and you're like, I really appreciate the workmanship that's gone into that. And then other things you see, as girlfriend Maureen's dad pointed out, he goes, we walked out, someone had made little reindeer-shaped things from bits of wood. And as we walked out, he just went, "No, look, firewood." And it was like little logs that you would throw on your fire, but someone's nailed it together in a certain way that it looks like it's got four legs and a head, and they've put a red nose on it, you know, and it's like 30 quid. And you're like, "You fucking jesters." And some dickhead's going to buy that, you know. But it was almost Father Ted-esque when you see things like this boy making sticks, like walking sticks. And to be fair, when you're looking at it, you're going, you know, if I ever become a pimp or my leg gets sore, I'm going to fucking be all over these sticks. You know, get me the one with a pheasant carved into the top of it. I like it. If you can make me one that a knife comes out of, sir, we're on to a winner. But I should have taken a photo of it, only it would have embarrassed myself. It literally said on the side, in a printed out piece of fucking Microsoft Word document, and then put in a Polly Pocket, it said, "Irish Stick Making Champion 2015. What a title. I'm the fucking stick champion. Don't you worry about me. You want a stick made? Look no further. I'll make you a fucking stick. Unbelievable. So it was fine. And of all places, for someone to come up and go, "Excuse me, are you Barry the Blender?" And I didn't realise that I was dressed like fucking ISIS at this point. You know, I had fucking this camouflage hat on with a black hood up over it, you know, and some facial hair. Looked like a right tramp. And I was like, it kind of took me off guard. "Are you Barry the Blender?" And I was like, "Yeah, I never know what to say to that question. Are you Barry the Blender? I do make the videos, yeah. Also, I'd fucking need to be at this point now that you've walked up with your camera out. What am I going to say?" He goes, "I must be honest, I actually like the Bestie McDee stuff better." And people say that like, you know, I'll be honest with you, you know, I hate to tell you, but the Bestie McDee stuff I thought was better. It's fine, I did them both. Relax. "Are you Barry the Blender?" "Yeah. I love the 50 Shades of Gay." "Okay. Whatever." She takes a photo. We move on. Strange. Very strange. Where was it going with that story? Can't remember. What's going on in the news? They moved in, bombed Syria. You know, I hear a lot of rumours on the internet of people going, "Don't bomb Syria. You know, it's a knee-jerk reaction. It's going to cause more shit." I'm pretty sure fucking, you know, from what I gather from different reports. Now, you're talking to me. What do I know about fucking politics? War games? Absolutely clean fuck all, guys. However, people have been bombing Syria for ages, you know? It's not like, you know, it's not being bombed at all and it's perfectly fine and ISIS live there in fucking beautiful villas with swimming pools. And then Britain just went, well, Cameron was like, "That's it, I'm bombing these bastards." It's been bombed by everyone for fucking ages, has it not? You know, you watch those clips of people standing there just, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." I mean, stop saying that. I feel like if I was in ISIS and I was in the middle of a gunfight and all I could hear is "Allahu Akbar," I'd be like, "Shut the fuck up, will you? Ahmed, shut the fuck up. Get a new saying. Allahu Akbar." Mate, stop. You're just saying it over and over and over and over again. You know? Mate, where do we run next? We're being attacked. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Where do we go now? Allahu Akbar. What do you want for lunch? Allahu Akbar. Mate, will you fucking stop saying that? And just give me some fucking information. Allahu Akbar. Right, lose this fucking retard. He's on his CD scratched. He's just saying the same fucking thing over and over again here. Unbelievable. What does it mean? God is great or something? Yeah, dead on. And then the internet's just full of, you know, the internet makes me, do you know what? I don't believe anything. There may not be a fucking ISIS. It just seems like you fucking made it up. Also, why is it ISIS? Like, you know, Islamic State, Iraq and Syria. That's in English, isn't it? You know, when they say, like, Islamic State is in English. I don't know, what language are they talking? Is it Arab or some sort of Arab? I don't fucking know. Racist? Isn't it weird that, like, if you're just ignorant of something, it's racist? Like, I don't know what the fuck ISIS speak, but why is their name in English? You know, does that make it easier for Westerners to hate them when it's in English? They understand what the fuck they're saying when they announce themselves. It's ISIS here. Happening. It's very confusing. Anyway, they didn't bomb the fuck out of them more. And the internet reacts accordingly. You know, you could Google fucking dead child and then put it up and go, it's an absolute disgrace what's happening over there. Look at this dead child. Meanwhile, I haven't moved off my fucking sofa, but I'm outraged. Terrible. It just drives me fucking nuts, you know? Saw a photo, it was like a street covered in blood, and they were like, river of blood in Syria. No one cares because it's not Paris. What do you mean no one cares? Is that even from Syria? Did you just find that photo on the internet? It's very grainy. It looks old. You could take a fucking photo. Half the time I think it's people on Facebook trying to just get fucking brownie points. Oh, look what I did. Look what I found on the internet. That's probably Syria. Isn't that disgusting? The truth is, most people don't know anything about the fucking world, me included. There's places that are absolutely fucking brutal. I mean, Syria's a nightmare. I'm sure there's other places. You know, that Israeli fucking Palestine thing is a fucking nightmare, I'm sure. There's a ton of places in the world that are an absolute fucking horror show. You know, there's a thing I heard about called Africa fatigue or something, where it's like, you get so fucking fed up of talking about fucking mass murders in Africa that they just don't talk about it anymore. Or else they do, but they're just so fed up about it. You know, that's why the likes of Paris get such a fucking reaction. Because, you know, the day before they were like, oh, these people were killed in Lebanon. And you're like, yeah, but there's people killed there all the fucking time in fucking some sort of holy war. When it happens in the middle of Paris, everyone's like, Jesus Christ. Didn't know we'd be at the fucking Eagles of Death Metal concert and some mad fucking cunt would come in that only has one line. Allahu Akbar. Got anything else to say, mate? Allahu Akbar. Alright, Jesus Christ, he's back. I've fucking broken record over here. Just shouting the same fucking shit over and over again. Oh, what do you do? What can you do, guys? There's plenty of people would argue ISIS wouldn't exist if it wasn't for fucking them being bombed by the West. They also say that they might be more contained in one place had they not bombed them. As soon as they started bombing, you know, Iraq, and they all fucking spread out. So that'll fucking teach you, won't it? You know, and I could worry about all this, but the truth of the matter is, the Kardashians have had a new baby, you know, which they called Saint West, and straight away bought up every fucking website that was called Saint West. Hey, we're Saint West fucking, you know, video production company, which I think is a legit thing, and they had to buy that off them, probably for about $100,000. Unbelievable, that poor baby just swimming through rappers' jizz the whole time. Unreal. I think I've talked enough ignorant shit about ISIS, Syria, all that shit. If I could get a link here, I would show you the video from the fucking, you know, this is a warning to He was like an Australian guy, but he had that, just that slight fucking Arab-y tone to him because he's been like drafted by fucking ISIS. This is a message to you. We will come out and we will bomb you. We will bring all the nations that you want because you do not have the power of Allah. Blah, blah, blah. The guy's like got this soft kind of, I think he was Australian underneath it, but then just kicked into deep, bubbly underwater fucking Arab when he went to speak a different language. That's literally why he was like, bring all the nations you want. We're going to kill everybody. And all these fucking mean looking ISIS cunts in the background. And this white guy's in the front. Looks like fucking Macklemore in the front. Yeah, I'm the crazy guy. It's like that old joke. Was it a Chris Rock joke? He's like, there's a gang of black dudes and there's one white guy. Who did that joke? Was it Cat Williams or fucking... If you know who did that joke, call me. He's basically like, if there's a group of black dudes and they've got one white friend, you're like, you know that white guy is a full psycho because he had to go the extra mile to impress these black dudes. That's what the white fucking ISIS boys are like. You know, what sort of fucking nerd? That's what they are, really. You get, that's the nerd that you get this fucking white boy who's got no mates. And you get him at the right time. And you're like, mate, do you want to join ISIS? And he's like, yeah. If it was, it could have been anything at that point. ISIS are like the goths of fucking terrorists. They take all the weirdos. You know, you feel, you love him just in the middle of one of those fucking address to camera type things. Because Allah will strike down upon bloody blah and all this shit. And his ma's just in the background going, James, are you up there doing fucking ISIS videos? Stop fucking about. You can't even grow a beard, you gay cunt. You mean there'll be no more porn if you want to be an ISIS? Tell you that. You know, you think you'd be fucking clever enough to delete your history, you dumb bitch? Using my computer in my bedroom, you fucking idiot. You mean there'll be none of that carry on? Huh? It'll be you and a bunch of fellas. You know? And then every once in a while, if you want to gang rape some girl dressed like a fucking ninja, you can. Because there's no rights whatsoever for the women. But anyway, James, you're fucking... Your dinner's ready, you cunt. Oh! My opinion would always just be, why would you be arsed when normal life is better? You know? Do you want to get radicalized and join ISIS and never be able to relax because you're always out there trying to plot on how to fucking kill these infidels? And you're like, nah, not really. I'd rather just go to a bar and like see some hot women. You know, and have a drink. You know what I mean? That's way more fun than being like, let's figure out how to kill everyone because they're not the same as us. Unbelievable. And it doesn't just go for fucking Islamic fundamentalists. Anyone that's a fucking... What does fundamental mean? You haven't moved on from the very fucking basics. Which, you know, is fine if you're doing like jiu-jitsu or something, but... Right, let's move on and do some fucking questions here. There's a lot of them, so I'm just basically going to cherry pick. Now that we've nailed the fucking ISIS situation. Am I right, guys? Nailed it. Nailed the fuck out of it. Let's move on. Beautiful sun coming in the window now. That won't last long till it fucking wanks it down sideways. Does this say Brock Boyd? How annoying is it to see the established NI comedians churn out the same orange/green sets but still getting more recognition? Well, it depends who you're talking to, because if you were to ask a fucking 18-year-old student at Belfast, at Queens or something, like, you know, do you know who Jake O'Kane is? He'd probably say no. If you go, do you know who Shane Todd is? He'd probably say yeah. So... the recognition is a different type of recognition. The recognition they're getting is from TV. The recognition that our sort of wave of comedians are getting are from a different generation. Plus, we're on fucking TV at the minute on a show called Late License. Which I suppose is a bit of recognition, but I mean... What does it mean? Fuck all. You know, I've had about one tweet. You know, you've a fucking 50-minute TV show for 8 weeks in a row on Saturday night at 9:30. And I've had about one tweet. Like the show. Cheers. But here's the problem. Brock Boyd, I don't care if both of those things exist, but they both, you know, let there be a fucking hole in the wall gang. Let there be a give my head piece. But don't let it be the only comedy be getting put out. Let, you know, there has to be other shit. Let it all exist at once. Don't talk to me about fucking how things should be done in the BBC. Because I would lose my fucking mind and it wouldn't be fun to listen to. Will Brown, how Jose Aldo can get the job done this weekend. Oh, right, okay. Oh, sorry, that's a link to my video. Fuck me. When will the t-shirts be available and what is the big man bringing you for Christmas? From Chris Reezer. When will the t-shirts be available? Soon. Basically, freeing up some funds. You know, you do one job to pay for another job. That's how it's going with the t-shirts. So that it doesn't seem like I'm just paying for them straight out of my own pocket. You know what I'm saying? But they'll be available soon, hopefully. I'll hopefully be able to order them by the end of the week. And then there'll be a cut-off time. Like, it's usually like the 16th or 17th, isn't it? Like a week before Christmas. You tell people, get your order in for now and it's guaranteed you'll get it. What's Santa bringing you for Christmas? I honestly don't give a fuck. Ham. Ham is a good enough present for me. Chris McManaman. What was your favourite subject at school? Apart from sports/rugby. Girlfriend Maureen makes fun of me because I told her that I played rugby at school. And you do get slight preferential treatment when you're playing rugby at school. The dinner ladies in the canteen will basically make you whatever you want. Stuff like that. But then I also did art. So like I was sitting there doing a little, let me do a little pastel drawing of this shit. And then I'll go out here and play fucking rugby. So there you go, best of both worlds. Chris McCulloch, if you need a getaway car, what would you choose? This fella had a Fiat Panda. Jesus Christ. If you hit someone, if you fucking drove into someone in a Fiat Panda. Fiat Panda? These are my Fiat Panties. It would just fucking disintegrate. I mean, either want something that's an absolute, like a small, very quick car. Very handles well. Or you want like a fucking monster truck that you just go over everything. Probably a monster truck. Just crash over everything. Or like the Batmobile. Kyle Lamb, could you offer any advice on podcasting? Started one with a mate and could use some general pointers on the matter. Oh, from the master? Jesus Christ. The master? I don't think so. Offer any advice? I'll give you the advice I tried to give Aaron McCann, but it didn't go in his big fucking head. Give it a title, because mine was the Colin Geddes Show podcast, and I thought that's not going to be able to be, you know what I mean? You can't really see that on a t-shirt, so I renamed it General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes. Go similar, you know, if it has a theme, try and have a little witty fucking title to it, you know? Try and give it a, like, blah, 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 with Kyle Lamb and his fucking mate or whatever. It should have a title. Get a decent, bit of sound recording. Now, I'm giving this advice out. I'm terrible at it. Try and talk into a microphone at close range. You know, where it's basically picking up just what you're saying and very little of what's happening around it. That's quite hard to achieve, especially if you have two people on a podcast. Unless you have two mics. I try my best not to fucking... I have this sitting on the table right now, and every time I fucking touch the table, you probably hear it. The mic probably moves. I try not to touch it. Try not to fuck about with it. Sometimes I do, and it's a fucking nightmare. Don't get me wrong. Ideally, you want that big, heavy-based fucking tabletop mic, which means you don't bump it. You're not touching the fucking thing like this and moving it about. That's what you want. You just want good, clean sound. And I don't know. Just be confident. And try not to ramble. This is all terrible advice coming from me because I do all those things badly. Caitlin Art, BBC Two show Late License is an absolute laugh. Could watch the episodes over and over. Colin Geddes, keep her lit for local fans. Cheers. I have no control over the show whatsoever. I was in it. I didn't have any editing fucking notes. No editing input. Don't know what fucking sketch is coming out on what show. So just fucking whatever. Keep her lit. I've kept it lit. It's in someone else's hands now. I just sit back and do fucking nothing. And have three people watch it per week. Cheers, Caitlin. Was that your name? Did I fuck that up? Caitlin. Right, here we go. 500 bastard questions on Facebook. Let's just pick them out. Shane O'Hagan. What's funnier, toddlers cursing or fat people falling over? I would probably say toddlers cursing, you know? Get a wee tiny kid going, fuck. It's so funny. Oshin Fitzpatrick. Jesus, could barely spit that name out. Well, who would win in a fight? A no-armed monkey with a sword or a baldy bear with knuckle dusters? I'm pretty sure if it was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure a bear would just fuck up anything. Intellectual shit here. Benny McCusker. If having to go to the toilet wasn't an obstacle, how many pints could you drink before you fell off a bar stool? I don't know, I'd probably barf before it would fall over, to be honest. It depends what mood you got me in. Sometimes, you know what I mean, you have a big dinner, let it settle, you can drink for fucking... Allah! Fuck. Here's a good one. Matthew Foster. Which female celebrity would you most like to buck the hole off? Well, Matthew, it's a question that has, you know, run through my mind on many occasions. Truth is, I'd probably skewer the shitter off most of them. You know, if any, you see anyone on TV, you're like, probably. I mean, I don't mean to sound like a pedo. I did see a pic, I said this the other day, there was a picture of Selena Gomez on something, and I was like, hold on a minute, she's fucking 12. She's probably not, she's probably 30 now. But I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. In fact, there was an ad for like Beats or something, and she's walking around and put her knickers and pants, so I mean, she's bound to be at least fucking 20. But I mean, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't withhold the penis from any of these famous people. You know, fuck it. It's not... Men are fucking pigs. Not literally, men aren't... There probably are men out there fucking pigs, but... Yeah, I don't care. Anyone? Who gives a shit? You name it. That fucking Pirelli calendar with Amy Schumer in it, I was like, do you know what? She's funny enough that she would get it. You big Will Ferrell-looking bitch. Fight talks... Barry Wright, you looking forward to this weekend's fights, Rockhold or Weidman? I don't know, it's either going to be class or it's going to be five round fucking just people punching each other. Don't know, just don't know. Couldn't tell you. I'm going to go with Weidman. I think he's just going to edge it out. He's tough. Boring talking about fights if you don't watch it. If you could... Right, fuck these questions. Did I whistle there? Why are you not listening to ISIS Trap? Shit's haram but feels so halal. Damien Wilde, I'll listen to that in a minute. Is that like a wee, is that like some ISIS fucking beats, bro? Chris Raff, what do you make of this? Transgender prisoner Tara Hudson feared being raped. Should she have been sent to a female prison or kept in a male prison? I don't know. I would. Anyone should be afraid of being raped in prison. But I would say if you were genuine, if you genuinely thought you're a woman, you know, you fancy dudes. I don't know. Fuck it. Feared being raped. I don't know. I don't really give a fuck. You know, it's kind of the place I would think. Oh my god, I barfed in my mouth there. It's sort of like, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, if I was in prison and I really wanted to be a woman, you know, and I feared being raped as if I looked and fucking acted like a woman, then I would sort of feel like, maybe I'll not do that. You know? Yeah, that's essentially how I feel. Everyone should be able to live their life. Really? Why are you in prison? What'd you do? Something fucking horrendous, probably. Let's listen to this shit. Play. You gonna play? Oh shit. Unreal. Sounds a bit fucking Borat, doesn't it? Dropping bombs and beats. Who knew? Oh god. What was I eating the other day and it said it had the halal sticker on the side of it? And I was like, do you know what, lads? Get your own fucking food. That's how I feel when it comes to shit like that. Is this halal? Aye. It was sauce too. It was fucking sauce I was eating. Is this halal sauce? It's fucking tomato sauce, mate. Eat the fucking sauce. Stop being a fucking idiot. Is this halal? If I was a butcher, there's always like, is this halal? I'd just be like, aye. Whatever. Taste it and tell me if it fucking tastes halal, you dumb cunt. Is this vegan steak? Yep. It is. Taste it. Fucking idiot. Excuse me. Is this banana halal? Dunno. Put it up your arsehole, see how you feel about it. What's your record for most wanks in a day? It's this sort of question that makes me glad that I have a podcast. I don't know, probably in the early days. I don't know. What are you talking? Like fucking, I don't know. 12? Maureen! Come here! Yes! Come here! I'm at the end of this podcast. Do you want to talk to me? Fuck, Maureen, go away. I'm joking. Yeah. All right. I'm going to have to edit this now, a domestic rye. Trying to induce a bit of banter out of Maureen there, but it wasn't happening. What other questions are there? Arm Walker, have you found out if Loud Stephen is deaf yet? I don't know. The problem is, he was knocking about our house and then he went down to down the street to girlfriend Maureen's house, parents' house, and they feed him, and now he's basically their cat. I don't know if he is deaf, considering yesterday there was a big fat ginger cat that came round, and they had a full scrap, and there was literally fluff blowing through the wind. Fluff blowing around after this riot, and to break it up, I just charged them and whistled like fucking as loud as I could. And the ginger one and him both shit themselves and sprinted away. So I don't think he is deaf. He's just loud as fuck. This is no exaggeration, the noise the cat makes, right? You know, a cat will be like, meow, like that sort. This is loud, Stephen. Like that, every time. Like a firework in the distance. Loud as fuck. I don't think he is deaf, to be fair. Scott Graham, of all bodily functions, how glad are you that it is the yawn that is contagious? Yeah, tell me about it. You don't want, like, being in a boardroom and some guy's like, I'm away for a shit. You know, next minute, everyone gets up, has to go for a shit. Okay, Kenneth Wilson, for someone who has fallen out of love with hip-hop since Dre's 2001, what would you recommend for them looking to get back into it? What's hip? You might need to speak Darren McCann for that, because he listens to a lot of hip-hop. I listen to limited hip-hop. I listen to all sorts of shit. It depends what you're into. The things that I listen to, you know, it depends. It depends what you're into, like. I've been listening to a lot of Action Bronson for probably the last year. You know, listen to Armin Khan, sent me a link to Vince Staples. Been listening to a pile of that. What other bollocks have I got here? What other shit? What the fuck? I'm trying to look here. There's a load of shit. Really? I don't know. Where do you even fucking start? Jesus Christ, what a load of bollocks I have on that. I don't know. Just Google it. Google that whole circle of fucking, there's like, apart from the stupid shit that he releases, but all that sort of Drakey fucking Lil Wayne, Big Sean type of fucking shit. They do all these weird collaborative songs. A lot of that's pretty decent. What other shit? I don't know. I just don't know. Speak to Aaron McCann. That's what you do. That cunt will tell you about everything. That fucking Odd Future group. Where there's like 30 of them. Tyler, their creator and all that. A lot of it's a bit, you know, if you were into that sort of shit and you wanted the real new cutting edge fucking hip-hop music where it barely even resembles the hip-hop that you grew up on. It could be strange. For example, I'll put something on here. If I can find the bastard. You know, let me see. What have I got here? Have I got any fucking, like, if the last thing you listened to was fucking Dre 2001, and then you heard this.
Fuck this flow. This is my electronic quest kit. I hunted some fresh shit. Nigga, recollect, bitch. Blow right here, don't stress me.
That's pretty fucking, it's pretty hefty, to be fair. I sexier than, she sexier than my leather man. Cause I never am purchasing. Killing it. That's pretty heavy shit. I feel like doing a Justin Bieber and just drinking straight out of a bottle of Hennessy and not enjoying it. I'll be honest, let's end it there because I don't really have much more to fucking say. Cheers for listening, guys. We broke 200,000 hits. Downloads on the fucking podcast. So let's keep that pumping. I'm going to upload some clips from Late License very soon. Make sure you share them. Get on my Facebook. Get on my fucking Twitter. Get on my Instagram. Get on my Snapchat. It's all Colin Geddes. Gedzilla Films page. By the Blender page. Gonna download all that shit. Upload all that shit, should I say. We've got the video podcast coming. Tons of shit. Stay tuned. Check out the gigs we're doing. Contained this Thursday, the 10th. Google it. See where the venue is. Like their Facebook page. See what other what events are on before Christmas. It's a very cool fucking venue. We're at Lorne on Friday the 11th. Lavery's Comedians Christmas Do, 16th of December. Derry on the 17th. And that's about it. And then we're off to eat fucking turkey. This is like eating fucking sand. But anyway. Yeah, I'll speak to you next week. And cheers for listening. For any rap requests, hit up Aaron McCann and his new podcast, fucking Weekly Cheeks or whatever. Anyway, see you later.
It's me, your girlfriend. Had a really nice meeting with my dick. What? I killed that pussy and grabbed that knife. Now I got real authentic cheetah print shit.
Nigga, you're a liar.
Nigga, don't believe me. Kiss your lady. Who you gonna get them heebie-jeebies? Nigga, my dick stay waved. It's easy. I make it look easy. 5150, I'm off the heezy. You ain't got no fucking Yeezy. Came in a game like Speedy Gonzalez. I'm fucking rude. See these girls talking all that shit.
What?
I'm just trying to see some tits.
What?
Let's get it poppin' like MC Light around some dykes. I'm out this bitch like Hocus Pocus. And me and Lucas got a couple of pickles. And met up with some bitches, gave them come a little dimples. And then my dick went limp, so took about 3 pills of Extendo. Now my dick longer than a 5-door limo. Harder than a soft right hook from Kimbo. On PCP and cilantro. When I'm with your bitch, I'm like,
where my dick do?
Now she think I'm about to eat her whole intro. And lotta, I got a lot of that cream. And I'm paying not as sins. And I'm proud of placement, but not. I'm just fucking awesome. Your mama look like a ugly loser.
Gorgeous.